right to you. Maybe you can tell me something about the different types of rifles they had.
Well, back in the old standby, it was a 25-35 or a 30-30. But then when they got a little more modern, you see, they got Springfield, and it was a 30-06. And then there's an old 30-40 Krag that just kicked like a mule. But that was in the Army days. See, when the First World War, the Springfields and the Krags were Army rejects, I guess you'd say, Army. And when the boys come home, why, that's the kind of guns they came home with. And they were good rifles, but God, they were loaded to kill. What I mean, they kill on both ends.
What would they call that thing that they put in the chamber?
A shell.
Okay. Would they ever call it a cartridge?
Oh, yeah, a few of them, but most of the time they called them shells.
Okay. Can I get you to say that other word, though?
Cartridge?
Yeah. But most often they'd call it a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So would I.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard for me to come to that word. Maybe you could tell me about a cattleman and a sheepman. What is a cattleman? What is a sheepman? And how does that differ from others, from hands, for example?
Well, with a cattleman, even 50 years ago, the cattleman practically run strictly all cattle. But, and the sheepmen, and there was a conflict of range then. See, we had open range. Everybody had, there was some private land, all right, but there was an argument over range, especially the open range. But they didn't want the sheep mixing with the cattle. But in the meantime, why, they have found out that putting the two together, they could work it quite a little better. And I don't know, I used to work for a Dutchman up here that was a pretty level-headed guy, and he would run the cattle first over the pastures. So he had pastures fenced off in different areas, but he'd keep them sheep on, oh, at least a month behind them cows. Then he'd start them on the same pasture, but that the cows wouldn't grub the grass the sheep was the type of sheep would see. And they'd move on, and there would still be enough feed so that them sheep would go. The sheep wouldn't, when the grass gets that tall, sheep don't eat that kind of grass.
But how they won't eat that?
No. See, they'll tromp it down, but they don't. They eat all the short grass, see?
Uh-huh.
So you get them cattle in there, and they'll take off, so you might say, the cream of the crop. And here comes the sheep, and they take off what's left of it, and they would just make a big wide circle. They'd go round, 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 and they would generally end up winter up down in the ranch. You can do your cabin in your winter and at the ranch where all the hay's all stacked up. While this is taking place in the summertime now. They're going around in the wintertime now. The sheep in the wintertime, they'll be months behind, and it all depends on if there's pretty good grass. They may even stay in one pasture a little longer. But you see, the sheep don't need as much live water as cattle do. So they can get by on snow and things like that. And short feed, the bad thing about it is when you get a real deep snow, then the sheep's handicapped more than cow is. But they found out that you might say with cow and calf crops, you sell your cows and you sell your calves. That's all the crop you got. With sheep, you sell your wool, you sell your hides, you sell your lambs, and then you sell your canners. And so you might say four crops.
What was that last one?
Canners, that's the old meters that they won't breed next year, and probably won't make it through the winter. So, with the beef, you make more money in one pot, but you lose more if you lose a pot too, see?
Oh, I see.